Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Horrifying music video.
Because it's like a cruel, cruel summer.
It's like three chicks dressed in like overalls like Mallory's wearing in that first episode, fixing a car engine and swinging their, like, sitting on a wall, like a Charlie Brown wall, swinging their legs up and down together.
It's a tough summer.
I don't understand
they
music videos.
Work on their car.
Yeah, they're like wiping away their sweat brows.
Ooh, yeah. And then, like, there's a bunch of grease on their hand that gets smeared on their face.
Absolutely, that happened. That's, like, what whenever I do these, whenever I get back around to it, too, but my Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom podcast, I always play songs at the beginning, and I never have seen music videos in my life because, again, everyone knows my parents cut off the cable, so I have never seen music videos. So I'm always watching these things, like, on my phone as it's playing, like, why did people sit and watch these for hours? It's not
because they were crazy.
Was it? I think people were genuinely like, that was awesome.
Yeah, well, there was a little show on MTV called Making the Video. And it brought you behind the scenes. You got to see him make the video. And that was amazing. Especially during, like, the Britney Spears boom.
Ugh. Ooh.
So
yeah,
good.
That was, I was way too, that was so many years past me even getting into music videos. I used to, like, pop-up video.
Oh, pop-up video. Those were great.
I love trivia. Yeah. I like trivia.
See, now I'm thinking of, like, The Soup. I mean, I know that was later, but, like, that sort of genre that we don't really have anymore.
Yeah. Joel McHale.
Yeah, I know. Well, who is on? The Masked Singer sometimes.
Right. What? Well, give us an update on The Masked Singer. We didn't even mean to make that incredible segue, by the way, guys. No. That was just us.
This is
being
pretty
great
good
at podcasting.
For the AM hours, mind you, right?
It's 9:48 my time.
On a Monday morning.
Yeah.
We can only go downhill from here.
Woof.
I'm sweating. I can't stop sweating. It's so hot. It's so hot. All right. Tell us about Masked Singer. Where are you?
I finished season 5. I cheated a little bit. I jumped forward a
Sometimes
couple episodes.
You have to.
Yeah, I kind of hit a limit where I'm like, I really can't hear any more judges. I can't see any more standing
totally
up, jaw just dropped. Like, oh my God. Oh, the standing ovation.
Who is this? I know that voice.
Yeah.
I know that voice.
Frank Sinatra.
And Ken Jeong. I'm rooting for you. we were all rooting for you, but you need to, we get it.
I really warmed to him that season. What did you have me watch? Season two?
Season two, yes.
At first because I was like, what is he doing here? Okay, what is this? And then I was like, okay, I love you. I really, really like you.
He was so genuinely excited when he got Victor Oladipo right. Like, he was, like the reverence he clearly has for this person, that was, like, an awesome moment. I've watched it so many times. But toward, like, season four and five, like, you need to find a new shtick. No one likes it.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard because it is a great show to binge because you don't have to wait week to week. But on the other hand, it's exhausting to also binge.
It's exhausting. And it's exhausting because of the audience and the judges.
Yeah. So if I just fast forward through all the clues and stuff, to be honest, all the judging. I'm like, fast forward, maybe a little judging right after just to make myself suffer a little bit.
Once somebody has been kicked off, like, officially, and then they give, like, their last...
Oh, yeah.
Like, then I'll watch that and kind of see. And I kind of like watching... Like, I've watched every season at least twice now, so it's fun to kind of go back.
Oh, my God, twice?
Yeah, it's fun to go back and, like, watch, like, the ladybug, knowing that that's who that is.
Okay.
And like, then I'll watch the judging because, like, you know, they'll talk back to the judges and they'll, like,
right,
you're getting their personality. But the first time around, you don't need to watch the judges. They're Jenny McCarthy. Go away. Go away.
We need Jamie Foxx just to come on and just punch her in the face.
He came on as a guest judge and he was wearing, like, a Bill Cosby sweater.
Ooh, too soon.
He was. In my mind, he was. Maybe he wasn't. Anyway, what do you think of what's your favorite season so far?
Well, I've seen 2, 4, and 5, I believe.
Okay.
I'm just going to say 2 because it's the first one for me.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, boy.
Person. Like, and just say the character name. Just say, like,
I don't even know. Oh, I can't. Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I'm trying
to think. Did you like the pig? You know what I loved about the pig?
Oh.
Is that when they were, whenever, every episode, whenever they would go to them, like, going to the results, he would do that thing with, like, he would, like, put his hands up like this,
Jesus.
And he'd, like, shake his knees back and forth, and it was really cute. I just thought it was a cute nuance. He, like, decided to do something, and he stuck with it.
I don't know, maybe popcorn, just because popcorn holds a little popcorn, place in my nostalgia, you know, my childhood.
Sure.
So yeah,
have you seen that Tig Notaro stand up about
you
popcorn?
Send it to me and it was,
and you,
I mean,
don't
talk
think
about
it's
exhausting
funny? Oh wow, I think, okay, well that's shocking to me, but don't worry about that. Mine is obviously a thingamajig.
Oh well, yeah,
I mean, obviously.
Again, thing is hot, thing
can
get
it.
Not
thing can get
not
it.
Well, Victor. Well, I mean,
listen, I wouldn't send Victor Oladipo out of my bed.
No. But if we're talking just, like, sexy, hot.
Sure. Things sexier than Victor.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Like, if me and Victor Oladipo, like, had sex, I'd be like, all right, get out now.
Yeah,
because
he's
just, I don't
want to. Kind.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to say anything that's going to make me laugh. I'm going to be like, do you need anything? Do you need a. Do you want to. Bottle of water on your way out or something.
He's not gonna
sing thingamajig. I feel like I could sit in bed and just, you know.
He's not, like, gonna sing Sweet Chariot or whatever in the shower, right?
Oh my god. That was. Okay, let's move on to.
Okay,
that,
sorry.
There's a new update on that. Holy shit!
Is this a safe space to talk about this?
Yeah, he's not gonna find this.
Okay.
I honestly don't know if he knows my last name.
Jesus. Okay, you have to send me your most flattering photos you've ever taken, just
Why?
In case this weekend
I die.
Yeah.
So the other night he was here, and he was in the
I mean, this is getting really dark and deep. I thought maybe you would even just chuckle from that, but
no, I'm getting, okay, like, really annoyed. And also, okay, so he was singing in the shower. really loud so that I could hear, because he clearly wanted me to be like,
ew, I hate this.
You have such a great voice.
This is like the wound. That's his wound.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's performative.
Yes.
I never sing in front of
you. I hear you. I got it. But like, now you purposely can't comment on it because you know that's what he wants. You can't validate it.
Like on our very first date, we were driving and he like legit did like a carpool karaoke and I like, my face was like pure hatred.
You did text me one time. He's playing the guitar. He's playing the ukulele at me right now.
He took out my ukulele and sung to me. And then he put it away because he could tell how like disgusted I was.
I hate that so much.
He just told me this morning. He's like, "Morning, babe." And then I didn't text back. Then I sent him a picture of the dog that I picked up for daycare. and then he texted me something about how. He's like, "You know, like, my biggest dream is for you to do all this like stuff to me this weekend, and you know that would be like the best birthday present ever, but whatever like you feel comfortable with." And I was like, "Excuse me, it's his birthday this day." And he just
that just like flew right past me.
It's his birthday.
Oh god, you have to get a gift now. You have to get
I'm not getting him a gift. I'll get him a cake. I'll buy a cake.
That was
or a cupcake. Ew.
The
and
dropping,
I'm like, so now I have to.
My,
now
the
I
dropping
have to do
of
this.
It's my birthday is.
I mean, I can't back out now. Absolutely, I can't back
that's
out.
That's a
now.
Wound. That's him singing in the shower. That's him wanting attention.
Dude, he's gonna be singing
that.
All weekend. He's probably gonna bring some kind of instrument.
Oh, he.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to go. I don't want to do this at all. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do, Jody?
You're gonna be wearing some sort of. Intimate garb.
I'm wearing sweatpants the whole time. No bra. Oh no, I'm not doing any of that. I'll like fucking
It's his birthday. You're gonna have to.
All right, but he's also
you're gonna
like
peg him. Is that the right term? Peg.
Yeah, I mean, fine. Him. I'll do that. Fine.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Whatever. How many times do I have to do that though? He's like
a lot.
Remember when he got mad at me because I was like, we can't leave until 4 p.m. and he's like, I'm not going to tell you how to run your business, but I wanted to leave by like 9 a.m. because I want to get as much time for fucking in. I'm like, we're both like 38, so calm down.
Wow, he's like
how
really
much
into this.
Fucking are
Is
we
he
doing?
Fit? Is he very fit?
I mean, he can. I mean, he yeah, he's good. He's not fit, but he can like he can go.
Okay, this just sounds like a lot of exercise. He's just, like, always up for it. That takes a lot of energy.
How many sessions are we thinking here? Can't be more than two a day, right?
Oh, it's going to be way more than two a day. You're going away on his birthday weekend.
Can I just buy you an ice cream cake and that'll make up for at least two of them?
He's going to want it smeared all over your body. Just get, like, a cake roll, an ice cream cake roll, and just, like, put it on your stomach or something. I don't know.
If we watch, can we trade one Star Wars movie per, like, session of this?
Yeah, you might have to do that, honestly. That's not a bad idea. He's going to want you to dress up as Princess Leia. Is that a Friends episode?
It is.
Good oh, look at that. I don't remember who dressed
Princess
up.
Princess Leia in the gold bikini. Ross told Rachel that that's like a fantasy.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, anyway, guys, again, wish me luck. But I said yesterday on our Seeking Sister Wife podcast, everyone, like, give me ideas on how to get out of it.
Mm-mm.
No one fucking gave me any ideas. But now it's pointless.
You have to go. I'm sorry.
It's his birthday.
I want to be. Oh, yeah. I mean, you you cannot back out.
Also, that means that I'm 3 months older than him, which that's fun to know, too.
Does he know how old you are?
No, it's just I don't like being older than okay. I'm always older than the person I'm dating. Always, except for Bacon.
Bacon
Fingers was much older. Okay.
Wow.
What do we got here? So that's an update on you know, the horror that's happening in my life.
I can't wait to hear how this goes. And I can't wait to be getting texts from you over the weekend.
Oh no, I'm gonna be like I need to text Jody the whole time, so I'm going to have my phone on me, so deal with it.
What if I keep texting you incessantly, and you're like, oh, she's really going through something. I need to be here for my friend. And
oh,
then he gets annoyed with you, and then he won't want to.
I don't care if he gets annoyed.
Okay.
I don't care.
Well, I'll probably be texting you anyway because guess what? I got a surprise yesterday. Dave's coming home 2 days early from long trip.
Were you like, what? No! Why? I mean, yay!
Well, I'm like, happy Father's Day! And he's like, guess what, guys? And I'm like, best gift ever!
No.
Yay.
So we're gonna like be having sex at like on this and like at the same time.
No, he's gonna need to sleep a lot. He's very jet lagged. I'm telling him, I'm like, you are jet lagged. You better stay in bed those 2 extra days.
You're so tired.
I know that sounds really mean, but listen, it has been a long
year and a half.
Yes. Having a little time away from each other was actually very refreshing.
Of course. My God.
Yeah, I got to knock out all the projects I wanted to around the house. I've been to every Home Goods in a 25-mile radius. It's been amazing.
I'm sorry.
I bought, returned without having to like hide bags or anything. It's great. Sneak things in, hide them in the basement for a while, and then just, you know, make their way up casually and be like, oh, no, I had this in the storage bin from last year.
So when is he home?
Thursday.
Not Tuesday.
Thursday. And you're leaving Friday. Okay. But I do want to talk about Cruel Summer. So I guess we should just say spoiler alert.
Yes.
For everything. I didn't want to watch this because I don't like scripted stuff. You told me.
Yeah,
I must
keep saying that, but everything I'm giving you lately, you're liking it. I think you love scripted
stuff. I really don't. I really, truly do not.
But you love all of these true crime stuff.
Well, because it's crime.
Okay. Well, so is this.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to do it. Right. I didn't know it was a crime mystery
thing.
Well,
me neither, because the title is so terrible. Jamie, like, longtime listener Jamie, was the one who recommended this to me, and I was like, that doesn't sound like something I'd like, because it just, the title is what's problematic about it. It's a bad title.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's like, I thought it was going to be a bunch of kids like staying in a beach house together over the summer.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like a WB.
It's not that.
No.
So good. So you binge this in 2 days. I binged it in 1 day, which let's not talk about how pathetic that is, but I couldn't stop watching it.
I couldn't either. And here's our unpaid ad for Hulu Premium or whatever. Pay that $5. Get rid of those goddamn commercials.
Beyond worth it.
Yes.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And I thank Masked Singer for that. That's one thing I'll thank the judges on Masked Singer for, is that the reason I bought the add-on for no commercials is so that I could, like,
Don't have to listen to them. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Which is, it's also a great perk if you like to binge shows like House Hunters, where it's a 30-minute show, but the commercials that they add in, there's like, you know, whatever, 5 commercials during the thing and they're 5 minutes each. It's insane. So binging those short shows like that, having Hulu Plus Premium, whatever, it's great.
Dude, I tried to watch Love After Lockup yesterday, by the way, and that took me, like, I think 2.5 hours to just get through it. Because I'm like, I will buy it because I thought that you had watched it because you texted me about it.
Well, I watched the little 8-minute, you know, it's like the sneak peek, and I was like, oh, okay, this looks good. It's all new people. This could be good. Right. I've recorded it, but I haven't watched. It's not good. Damn it.
I mean, it's not as good as you think it is, for sure.
Shit.
But maybe you'll like it. It's all new people, though, I'll tell you. At least it's all new people. I don't have to look at like, Michael anymore.
Right, or Brittany and whatever his name is. I already forgot his name, and I'm totally okay with that.
Totally fine with that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but Cruel Summer. Let's talk.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Love that there was 10 episodes because I love binging something, but I think it could have been cut down to, let's say, 8, because by the end I was like, we need information on something.
I would really disagree with that. I think it should have been like 14, 15 episodes because there's so many loose ends and they didn't. Well, I don't know how early they knew they were going to get renewed for season 2.
Oh, there is a season 2.
No, there's definitely a season 2. I think that was announced, like, the day of the finale. So,
okay.
However long they knew, I don't know. I wish it had just been one season, like,
yes,
beginning
agree.
To end, story, the end. But obviously now, like, they, halfway through the season, they found out they were getting renewed, so they had to leave a bunch of stuff
okay.
open-ended.
Well, that makes sense. I was going to say...
There's a lot of plot holes, too. Like,
a lot
of gaping holes.
Well, that's why I was saying I would rather it be cut down. Like, let's get rid of a lot of the repetitive stuff that we know and close up
yes.
those gaps in 8 episodes, because it kind of dragged on, and then it was just like, boop, done. And I think they could have left it how it is, honestly.
And, like, why are you... Okay, so, like... Before I even say this, like,
right.
look, I'm the most, like, I fucking obviously support any kind of content out there that's about LGBTQIARS.
Sure. Oh, don't forget TLZ. Omni. Don't forget Omni.
Oh. But why open up this storyline about these two gay boys if there's no resolution?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's one episode I think it's even explored in. And, like, that's the most likable character.
That
like,
was so sweet when they were dancing
like,
together. Like, I wanted
I mean,
to cry.
Awesome.
It was the sweetest thing ever.
But why? Oh, it just seemed very, like, let's throw in a little gay storyline for
yeah,
one of the
episodes.
Yeah, and, like,
ooh, the star football player. Oh, the jock.
But, like, go back to it. That I was more interested in that than, like, a lot of the other shit going on.
Well, and Vince, the kid who works at the video store.
Yeah.
He kept kind of hinting like he knew something from Mallory and he knew something from what's her name?
Jeanette.
But then again, they never explored that. Because he was very
I would love to know at what point they knew they were getting renewed, because it seemed like in the first couple episodes they had an ending
right
laid out, and then they were like, oh shit, now we have to pivot.
Pivot. Actually,
pivot.
Crazy enough, I started doing that yesterday because I bought this like big bench to put in my hallway upstairs, another Home Goods haul.
God, you're
and
really
so
going.
I had the kids help me carry it in, and I started going pivot, and they were dying
they get
laughing.
That?
Yeah, they knew
oh, they
the
like
reference.
It. Okay.
Weirdly enough,
good.
They knew the reference, and they were laughing.
Everyone should know that reference. That's a
yeah.
great fucking.
It was so
that's
yeah,
a great
it was
fucking
really
episode.
Good. We had 2 flights of stairs. We were just in stitches. I guess you had
oh,
to be
God.
There. I feel like I was really proud of myself. I was really leaning into it. Okay, so here's my thing with Mallory. I am just annoyed by her face. Like, her face
She's
doesn't...
She's Kevin Smith's daughter, did you
know
that?
I know, I looked that up.
I was like,
I had
whoa.
To.
They don't look alike.
No.
But...
And she doesn't look like her mom either, but there's
right.
just, like, something... about her feels a lot older than the rest of the kids.
It's not so much her face as her facial expressions. And look, I can't really talk about, like, I can't really throw shade on someone else because, you know, people in glass houses. Like,
oh,
I make
well,
weird
I mean,
facial expressions. I mean,
look at
God.
This mug.
People are always like, you guys should do a visual podcast. And I'm like, I'm just not even going to answer that. Just
<We're>
going
like,
to pretend I didn't see that. Totally. God.
If you could see
I,
how low
I,
my boobs are right now.
When I recorded with Tracy for Teen Mom Trash Talk, we did it on Zoom.
Oh, I remember you were curling your hair for like 2 hours before because we were recording.
Oh, yes, probably.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I'll save it too just in case because I just always want to like, she's like, you really don't have to. Like, I got this. And I'm like, well, no, I will just in case you lose it. And then I had it and I'm like, well, I'm going to listen back to it. But like, it records the visual of it. So when
oh,
I was listening to it, it just
God.
Kept going back and forth between our two faces. And I was like, I didn't know that was even recording. And I hated it.
That'd be horrifying.
I mean, that was, I was like, you have it, right? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, delete. Deleted it immediately.
Yeah, just
okay,
something about
Mallory.
Her character was just a lot for me.
Right, but it kind of works because she's kind of that toxic, too much friend. That,
very
like,
much
if you,
so.
Like when you like the friend that when you get a boyfriend, they like get really too clingy, and then they get mad at you. And you know, we've all been.
Yeah, yeah. She's just
we've all
a
been
lot.
Both people probably. She's a lot. What did you think of? What did you think of everyone's ability to go through the 3 timelines? Because I thought the 2 lead girls were brilliant at it, especially
mm-hmm.
Jeanette. I thought Jeanette should win
yeah.
like, every award for this because it was like 3 separate characters.
Yeah, and Kate. They're both amazing actresses. Awesome. Yeah. And I was looking up on their IMDb. They've been in, like, a bunch of little things, but this seems to be, like, the big role.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen both of them before.
Which they're excellent. Yeah, I think those two did a great job. Vince going through the three timelines, just kind of unforgettable, to be honest.
Well, it's just kind of, you had to track, like, his... I listened to the Cruel Summer podcast, which is an awesome podcast. It's two guys. They're funny.
They just popped up, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, I need to listen to a podcast. And they somehow got the title Cruel Summer Podcast.
Wow. Okay.
And they used to have a Pretty Little Liars podcast, apparently. And they, like, hate Mallory. And they kind of talk about how you have to track every person. And with... who were you just talking about?
Vince.
The black kid. Yeah. You have to kind of track it with, like, his hair. Yeah. Like, it's short at the beginning, and then it's kind of middle dreads in the second year, and then it's, like, long dreads in the third year.
I don't even remember the long dreads. Okay.
Well, that's because he kind of gets written out of
the right, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, it's just kind of, he's there in the video store again.
Right. Okay, so... I don't even know, like...
Okay, well, I do have something
to say, but I can't...
about Kate's mom.
Okay. I fucking hate her. You like her?
Okay, she's gorgeous. Actually, this is... I mean, these segues here. The connection is like a beautiful murder web in front
of
me.
We should always record in the morning.
Yeah, lots of cofefe. Yeah. She was... Matt LeBlanc's longtime girlfriend fiance.
Wow.
I know. Look at that pivot.
I think that there's one episode where she has a snicky poof with like a claw holding it up. And it's like the most perfect like little bump.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just like coveting.
How does that stay there? I think she is laying this accent on very thick and very strong. And it doesn't fit. Like, no one else except the moms have accents. Like, Tennille's mom, the one who worked at the store, she's got this crazy, I'm from Texas and all of us like sex and shooting guns. It's just very, like, sticky.
Speaking of characters that got written out, the two friends... What happened with that?
I don't know. I don't know.
And also, like, can we see Jeanette becoming friends with them and then separating afterward? Like, why were those characters even in there? There were just so many characters that were introduced and then just kind of left hanging.
Right. And the boyfriend. Was his name Jamie?
Jamie, yeah.
That is a huge hole right there.
Right. Every episode, they were like, yeah. Every episode, it was like, okay, so now we're supposed to hate him. Oh, now he's a good guy. Now we, like, I don't even know if he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he's into Kate? Or is he, I still don't know. Was he really into Kate? Was he really into Jeanette? Both?
Somebody said a line like, we've never seen you happier than when you were with Jeanette. I'm like, but you punched her.
Right.
You punched
it
her.
It healed very quickly, too.
Huh?
Her, like, bloody face healed very quickly.
Oh, it healed very quickly. Yeah, I mean, as somebody who just busted their face, it takes a few days.
And her parents. Like, was he... Okay, you know when her mom goes and talks to the bartender girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, he told you that I was the one who left? And then she went and she talked to him. I'm like, I still don't know. I'm like, wait, did she leave?
But it seems like she
leave?
Did. Because it seems like she thought that her daughter was guilty.
Right.
And she was dad.
She had
wasn't.
A lifelong dream to be a flight attendant. So she's like, you know what? My kids are grown. I'm just going to go.
Is that what she. Because I missed where she left. I'm like, okay. So is all of this going to be tied up in season two? Again, I wish they would just do this American Horror Story style where they do an anthology. A totally new story next season. They can use a bunch of the same actors.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, so all hold on. Did the.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom, lie? Like, I didn't know if that was supposed to be, oh, just a marital, you know, complex misunderstanding. It's layered.
I have no idea. Also, with the adults, it was hard to tell the timelines with the adults because they weren't changing their features that much.
The dad's hot. And he hasn't been, he looks so familiar to me, but I looked up his IMDb and I haven't seen any of these things that he's been in.
Oh,
but
he looks so familiar. But I was also so nervous to look up anything because this is one of those very few shows that I don't want to know. Like, I won't do spoilers. So I was really nervous about looking anything up and, you know, seeing anything. Because when I first looked up episode one, I just wanted to, like, get a synopsis as I watched along just because I miss a lot of stuff. And like the synopsis of the show is a town goes wild when a fucking girl gets kidnapped by, and it turns out to be the vice principal or the assistant principal, not even the vice principal, the assistant principal who owns a $2 million house in Texas somehow.
Right? Okay, so all right, so the let's just say, okay, the moms are laying on this really weird Texas accent, hunting, shooting, whatever, and those two would never have been married. Would never have been husband and wife. That was the weirdest fucking mix.
That storyline seemed to me like the writers were like, let's put a couple black characters in here and make them basically Jesus. Like, in terms of the fact that both of them have never said or done anything wrong in their whole life, and they're the two
just
best
big doe-eyed,
people
in the town. Like, ooh.
Like, they've never, like, they're literal, like,
oh, my stars.
Saints.
A curse word. Yes. Right.
Okay. I'm laying it on a bit thick.
Let's talk about this house that the assistant principal, a single man, lives in.
What is an assistant principal? Is that the vice principal? Is that what people call that?
Assistant to the principal?
Damn it. I wish I'd got that. I wish I'd said that joke. Such an easy joke.
This home is so overly furnished. That's all I could think of when they were walking through the house.
For a single, like a bachelor.
Yeah, he's got a bar cart. He had...
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, he's got, like, a pizza stone. He's got everything. He had foliage in his bedroom. He has got, like, lamps and side tables and all this kind of stuff.
No, just decided not to touch the basement. Even when, like, even before the basement stuff happened, he's just like, nah. I'll just leave it completely untouched.
Okay, well, let's get to the basement here.
Did you think it was two-way mirrors?
That was my first thought.
Oh, that was my first thought. Is that, like, when she goes, when Jeanette goes down the very first time and, like, gets, like, a weird feeling, and then we find out she saw her, I was like, oh, that must have been the time, and there was two-way mirrors. So she thought that she saw her, but she didn't actually see her.
I can see that.
But that never came to fruition.
Okay, well, first of all, Jeanette's a pathological liar. Like, she's kind of fucking weird.
She's a sociopath. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, as we find out at the end.
Obviously. But also, kind of, is Kate?
I think Kate is actually, like, a really good person. I think that, I think that her lies in the series is that she's just ashamed of it.
Right.
And also, again, this is the early 90s where this what grooming wasn't talked about, and like I'm sure she would be like way too ashamed to say like no, we were actually like in a thing.
Okay, I want to know how long was she in that basement then?
I think she was missing for a year, and she was with him till like Christmas. Because doesn't that happen like on Christmas?
Christmas
or ish around Christmas
Day, right?
So I think maybe 4 or 5 months upstairs, then the rest of the time downstairs, maybe.
Okay.
But it was like a year she was missing.
Okay, but she wasn't relegated to the basement yet, was she, when she saw Mallory and Mallory saw her?
No. I mean, she was about to be. But that was when he went out and she tried to call Jamie. And that's when she made that call and the snow globe was going off.
Right. Okay, so that's when that happened. To me, that's a little flawed because Kate's whole thing was Jeanette Turner saw me. Right. She saw me. She didn't help me. But she wasn't in the basement at that time.
Right. But I think in her head, she's thinking like, well, then once it turned out that I was missed, like,
oh, she should have said something.
She should have been like, well, I saw her. She's like alive or said something.
Yeah, a normal person would say something. She didn't want to be seen at that point because she didn't even know she was going to be locked in the basement. Okay, but anyway.
Yeah, but she was still missing at that
point. So she was still in the basement for a long time, we're thinking. And he did actually do this. Like, I was wondering.
I think she was in there for a few months, for sure.
I was wondering as I was watching this, I was like, oh, is that going to be Kate's lie? Like, he didn't actually keep her in the basement and all that kind of stuff. But he did.
Right. Right. And again, like, I mean, I don't think that this guy is in any way made to be a good person, but it is interesting to just see, like, you think the first few episodes that he had planned this the whole time. He always planned to kidnap her and hide her in the basement,
yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was that, it was kind of this flash decision that he didn't have to make it, but, like, he felt like he had to. And then after she was in there, he was like, now, fuck, like, what the fuck do I do
right,
now?
Right.
Which doesn't make me like him more, but, like, oh, that's tricky.
Yeah. I mean, it's not...
You kind of, like, you logically can see where his mind is, and then you're like, what would you do?
Right. And now he's in this deep, so he has to... I think he did fall in love with her. It's gross, and it's wrong.
Yeah, but she's gorgeous. I'm in love with her.
And she's there, and she's, like, you know, flirting with him and laying it on thick. Again, I'm not condoning any of this. This is all wrong. But she went there.
This is what I heard, like, some interview about this, that, like, groomers don't realize they're doing that. Like,
yeah, they genuinely Okay.
No, I think that he can justify it in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there were more gray areas in the early 90s.
Right. Okay, what about Jeanette being in the closet when Tennille's mom came? That was way before Kate was in the picture, right?
Remind me? Oh. And he's like, get away from me.
Yeah. And then as he goes to open it, the stereo turns off, which, I mean, come on. I was like, I'd still open the door and check it out. But anyway, right at the last second, then she's like, oh, get out of here. Because
this woman just tells
any man, the first second she gets alone with a man, she's like, my daughter's not actually my ex-husband's biological daughter. She's just so ready to tell anyone that information.
I think she might have been a little toasty or something, though, too. She's a little drunk.
I didn't like any of the adult female characters. It just
Not at all. Like, I really hated Joy. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I want to go back and rewatch the whole series now, like, knowing what I know. But I think that now, looking back, one of the most important scenes is, I think, probably the first episode where they break into the house and then Jeanette, like, they all get out and they're like, oh, that was close. And then she's like, that was awesome. I think we're really supposed to, everyone's supposed to, like, realize what a rush she got out of the thrill. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And as a person who used to shoplift a lot, I get it.
Okay,
like, you just get addicted to, like, the thrill of it.
Oh, God, this sounds terrifying. I don't like
thrills. I do not do that.
Let's talk about Mallory then. So Mallory saw her at the house, so she knew for several months that Kate was there. So why didn't she?
She didn't know it was Kate, though. I do believe that at the end, because she's like, for all I knew, it was his sister or his girlfriend, and it didn't make sense to me to think that that was you. Which I get that, but of course
she
could be lying too.
But she still never said anything to Kate, like, oh, that was you at his house. I saw you. Oh my God, that was you that I saw.
If after all this, and you're looking in hindsight, and you're like, oh fuck, I saw her 6 months ago, I might keep that to myself because it's not really helping anyone. And then you just look like a big piece of shit.
But Kate doesn't really give a shit then. Because then
that's the other thing. I'm like, you forgot her really quickly.
And then they kiss at the end. Like, now they're
couple. Oh my God. What? This is now a storyline? Is that they're both randomly lesbians? Like,
right. Well, actually, Paige was watching some of these episodes with me. She was kind of in and out. And she was watching that roller skating scene where they're roller skating. She's like, oh, they're a lesbian couple. And I'm like, I don't know. I was asking the same thing. I'm like, well,
Paige has a lot of friends that are homeopathic, actual, or whatever the fuck.
Can I just explain this really quickly?
And again, before we even talk about this,
I know.
Obviously, we are like allies, but like we both text each other a lot, being like millennials, right? They keep adding.
They're adding letters and everything. I just can't keep up with it. Again,
that mean the same thing as other letters.
It is Pride Month. We got our rainbows up.
Of course.
I was a surrogate for two gay male couples.
Yes,
I mean, I'm all for it. Okay, but in the last 6 months, every girl who lives on my block, every middle school age girl who lives on my block has announced and declared themselves as something. One came out
which
as
bi. Which all seem to mean the exact same thing.
Yeah, like all for all of this. But it just seems like, is this a trend? Like, are kids feeling like pressured? Like, oh, well, they're saying I'm non-binary, so hey, I am too. One came out as bi. Then another one said she was a lesbian, but now she's bisexual. One came out as omni.
Right.
We
both looked it up, and we're like, this seems to mean the exact same thing as
bi or
pan?
Poly. Pan? I don't know.
It's like you're fine with everything.
Yeah.
Trans,
but I don't think
everything.
This girl knows. Like, I think she's probably like an ally, but she thinks like, I'm omni. Like, I love everyone.
Sure.
Just like knowing her for several years. But again, whatever. Okay. But then there's another one that came out. She's, she's bi, she's trans, and non-binary.
So it's a person assigned male at birth.
Female. Who now identifies as they, them.
The they, them stuff. I feel like within the next few years, everyone's going to be canceled because I can't.
I just can't keep up.
It's so
difficult.
I'm trying
to think because I was like, okay, her name.
We can do it, though.
Their name was
Right.
Betsy. And Betsy still goes by Betsy.
Okay.
But formerly known she is now they, them, and trans and bi.
And
again, all four
Pan
of this is just a lot. And then there's Omni, and then it's sure. just like a lot.
Well,
I
listen,
if this is
our biggest issue that we're going to have to learn how to do like, I'd rather that than the opposite, obviously.
I'm all like, for I'll it, but I'm just like waiting for Paige to be like, oh yeah, I guess who else is now,
right?
Whatever. It's just a lot. And I was like, listen, I will accept anyone who wants to come in my home. I don't care if you're purple, brown, green, he, she, they, them, whatever. It just seems like it was like a trend. I'm like, whoa, this is very popular on this
block. I'm watching this. I'm watching Cruel Summer, and in the 90s, it was just like, you're gay or you're straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, they're lesbians.
Right.
So are they lesbians? Was Kate always a lesbian? I mean, Mallory always kind of had, you know, I could always see her kind of as a lesbian.
Pan. Omni.
Omni.
Okay.
But Kate, okay. Because she never really seemed that in. Well, she seemed into the teacher, though. I was going to say she didn't seem into Jamie, but she was into the teacher.
Right.
Or is that some. I don't know. By the end, I was like, what? Okay. I need some stuff to be explained.
So
and I honestly don't think.
Is Mallory a good or bad?
I think she has a lot of issues, is the thing. And she's just one of those people that's just.
She gets very upset
little
about,
toxic.
About her mom's marijuana. I'm like, then stop stealing it. Jesus, stop bringing it
but
around
then
other people.
She's smoking later.
Oh, yeah, they're like big into that. Those nachos look disgusting, by the way.
It looked like they had congealed a little bit.
Yeah, it had cooled
off. I love
off.
That we
it
both noticed
cold.
The nachos. And they're like eating them on the floor. I'm like,
ew, I know. Like, and the cheese is just hardened on the plate.
It's hardened.
Ugh.
It's not good. It's not
the bag of cheese puffs. That was just like, cheese puffs.
Cheese puffs. Okay. We should have just done a whole segment about all the food we saw.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you know what? Let's talk about the problematic necklace, though.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. No of one would
all
have
necklaces
worn that
to
in 1993,
No
by
one
way.
Would have worn. The nerdiest chick alive would never wear that.
No.
Ever. Even ironically.
No, what they should have had was like a mood necklace, like a choker mood necklace. With a peace sign. That would have been early 90s.
Sure. Something just that a normal, especially a girl who's trying to like up
fit
her
in.
Way up
yeah.
the status ladder. She's not wearing that. And it says, you go, girl.
I don't think that was even a 1993
I was
thing.
Just going to say that. No one says that back then.
No.
Maybe
oh,
they
and
did.
And they were saying like ho. And there was another term that they said. And I was like, that wasn't a thing. We didn't have that word yet.
Yeah, there's an episode of an early episode of Friends, though, where Monica goes, you go, girl. And then she goes, I can't pull that off, right? So it's probably around that time. But
barely.
But, like, it could have been. They could have made a necklace recognizable without it being
you
that hideous.
You go, girl.
That horrific looking thing.
And Mallory chose to steal that necklace. Out of all the necklaces in Claire's, that's what she's going to steal.
Oh, she stole that?
I'm assuming. Because she's like, oh, I'm going to go get your birthday present.
No, she said it was $8.
Well, she's into stealing everything, right?
Again, they don't tie up any.
And what is this list? This crazy list that they have over the summer?
I guess I thought that was actually a really good writing.
But this is crazy
way to
shit.
Get into why they were doing this.
We're going to break into a house. We're going to steal things. We're going to.
Yeah. My list at age 15 would have been like, lose my virginity.
You know what I was going to say? Have a sleepover where we like bake something or cook something.
Yeah, no, that would have been mine. I maybe like a little older, I would have been like, try a pot brownie.
Oh,
like something like that. Like. I don't even know if I would have, though. It would have been all just, like, lame shit. Just, like, cool stuff that was all legal.
Stay up all night and watch scary movies or something. I don't know, something stupid. But this
watch
just
an R-rated movie.
For so-called naive, kind of dorky kids that they're going to go this extreme was a lot.
Like, break into a house and, like, what?
That's scary shit. Every yeah, time that, she's going into the house.
Not even because of, like, the illegalness of it, but just, like, you're walking into a house that's, like, terrifying.
Right.
Especially before they knew it was occupied. It's scary.
Right. And when it's a crime scene, by the way, the mom and the dad, broad daylight, just go in there with the key, pass the caution tape. They're just like, I'm just going to see if this key works and go in. No police right, are in the area.
You want to talk about the last episode? Or the last moment?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Didn't think where to start here.
Are you talking about where Kate... Okay, so Kate...
Well, first, when they meet, they're supposed to be in court, and they're like, they instead meet... And everyone's like, where are they? Yeah, that's weird. There would be fucking, like, helicopters right? all over the town if these two girls were now
They're on
missing.
The cover of Star Magazine with...
Yes.
OJ... The OJ trial! OJ...
I mean, I love that. Wow. That was pretty campy. I like that.
This is amazing. yeah, how about that verdict? Mark that down. We need to talk about that next week.
I still think he might be guilty. I mean, I know he was found innocent, but, like, I think that there's evidence that may point to him being guilty.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about Scott Peterson?
I don't know. I trust the U.S. justice system 100%. Okay, so they're talking, and we find out that here's the biggest plot hole for me, is that constantly they refer to this as a police shootout. I need to know how she was found, because it was one gunshot. She did it. She stayed with him all night, meaning he would have been in rigor mortis or whatever the fuck it
okay.
is. Rigor mortis is actually a Drag Race reference. Jesus Christ, that Alyssa Edwards says. Rigor mortis. The police show up and she's like, well, I guess they assumed that it was a police shootout. But I'm like, well, but they would have, there would have been like some kind of autopsy that would have showed the time of death. So I don't know why the police, and he would have been like hard. Wouldn't the police be like, when, what happened?
Yeah, why would there be a shootout at all? If she just walked out of the house, why would
there be No, she stayed with him. The police found her with him. Because it shows them walking her out, like, with a blanket.
No, I know, but I mean, like, how did they then go to the house?
Right, so that's the other thing. I think that's, I mean, I guess we'll find that out in season two, but somebody obviously tipped them off. Because they do show up and get her. So why is it being called a police shootout? Because all the police would have contacted each other. Like, are the police going to walk in and be like, oh, he's dead and, like, in rigor mortis now?
Yeah.
It must have been a police shootout with one shot.
Ugh.
So that's one really big plot hole for me, is, like, what happened there? And why did nobody investigate this or call her out? And she wouldn't have been in trouble for it, certainly.
Right.
I mean, I can
she
see why she
kept
it a secret.
She doesn't want the responsibility of shooting him?
Right. But why would the police not investigate this further of how this man died?
Right. Okay, well, Kate then has to leave the courthouse. And she's like, Jeanette Turner had nothing to do with this. It was all a mistake, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, do you feel bad that you ruined her life? So it's kind of, tables are turned a little bit. But then we see Jeanette going into the house when she's 94,
right? Well, first she does, like, she does an interview with, like, that person who's obviously, like, an Oprah.
Yeah.
And she says, for the girl who accused me, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
So, fine. Whatever. But, yeah, so that last scene, though, it's not even that shocking. Like, you kind of were expecting it the whole time, but I was still blown away by this.
Well, because then wouldn't Kate know? Like, wait,
no,
but
she doesn't know it's her.
Well, who else would it be? She hears someone going through the house and she knows that Jeanette had the key.
It could be, like,
and that Jeanette was going in and out.
Or it could be him.
Because she knows that Jeanette was going in and out. Because remember, she thought Jeanette was the one who saw her.
Right, but she only knew that she did that once. I don't think that Kate knew that this was, like, a recurring incident that happened all the time. So that could have been anyone.
Well, the chances are someone else is going to have a key and come in the house.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Jeanette goes in to the basement, right? And she hears Kate
She's
going,
not in
Hello?
The basement. She's upstairs.
To the
like,
basement door. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jeanette's going, hello, is someone there? Hello? It's Katie Cat or whatever the hell the mom called her.
Kate Willis or whatever. And also, I just love the little nuance, which is, it's so stupid and silly, but I appreciate it so much that the whole time Jeanette's like, I didn't see you. I didn't see you. And like, she didn't. She didn't see her. But and it just shows like a close up on her face of like, and she like grabs the door handle and then she decides not to. And then she smiles. That's the worst part. She smiles.
She's crazy.
Oh, yeah. She's a psycho. Oh, but like, girl, you would be the most popular girl in your school if you had opened that door.
Yeah.
You'd be more popular than you were.
But then she wouldn't have her boyfriend.
Well, who cares about the boy? Well, I guess when you're that age, that's all that matters in your life.
Yeah. And that boyfriend's real messed up.
He's just, he was not a fully developed character either.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll have to get into that in season two then, I suppose.
I wish I'd found this series 3 years from now when I can just, like, what are we going to do next year when The Masked Singer comes back on? I have to wait every week?
Oh, no, I can't do it. I'll have to wait till at least a couple episodes in where I can binge them at a time.
Yeah, same with this show. But when the show comes on, I'm obviously going to watch it every fucking week.
Oh, of course. And torture ourselves over it.
It was a great show. Terrible. But also, like, I mean, I was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
same.
Like, it took over my life.
Yeah, that's all I was planning. Days. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it for 4 hours tonight. Can't wait.
Girl summer.
Well, what do we have coming up this week?
We have The Office pilot, which I actually watched last night, and it's like just a rough fucking lesson in cringe. And Steve Carell looks so bad.
I know.
Because he has like recent plugs.
Yeah. They haven't grown in yet. We also have
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah. Dawson's Creek Love Lines.
With Dr. Drew. And we have Marriage Boot Camp finale of the Abraham Sorrentino Wilkinson's Ochocinco season.
And then we're also going back into Seeking Sister Wife season one.
Which I love that show too.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
They're all terrible. They're all terrible. All
right. Well, remember to leave us a funny review. 5 stars. You can rip on us, but you got to give us five stars.
You can talk shit about it. Don't call us fat though, okay?
Right.
Everything else is open season. Just don't call us fat. You can say I have the worst singing voice in the world. Like, I don't even care about that. Just don't call me fat. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Check out our Facebook. We never say this.
Yeah, I know. I don't
join
know
our
what we're
Facebook.
Doing here.
Okay, whatever. And let's.
All right, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.